Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now we switch from the government shutdown in D.C. with non-essential employees staying home to a call in about New York City's highest ranking non-essential employee, the public advocate. Or at least some people think that's the case with the public advocate. But today is public advocate runoff day. Voters going to the polls to decide between Tish James and Daniel Squadron in the Democratic primary. The winner gets the Democratic nomination and almost certainly becomes New York's next public advocate because there is no Republican candidate. So let's take just a few minutes this morning, and we only have a few minutes for this, for your calls in an informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific public advocate exit poll. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Who brought you to the polls? Did you get picked up by a squadron or by somebody representing Letitia James? And who'd you pull the lever for and why? We do want to just touch base with this for a few minutes during the show today. We almost always do our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific exit polls during election days. And this is this teeny tiny election that very few people are going to vote on or vote in. But hey, the New York City public advocate could go on to be the next mayor. Can you think of anybody named Bill de Blasio to whom that might apply? So this is actually an important position, though non-essential in what it is described as by so many people. So let's just take a few minutes. Let's get some James voters and some Squadron voters on the line. And maybe that will encourage some other people who are registered Democrats in New York City to make that last-minute decision and go and vote. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC with a very short, informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Democratic public runoff, public advocate primary runoff poll. Whoa. And David in Stuytown is calling with, unfortunately, what I think is the winning answer in terms of popularity this morning so far. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
I'm late for work, but I caught your show and I said I'll be a little later. I was going to go out and vote, but quite frankly, I don't know what the difference is between the two and what their positions are, despite all the money that everybody's spent on the campaign. I still feel, and I feel like I'm informed generally, if you could give us a thumbnail sketch, if you know, what the positions of these people are.
Well, David, thank you for your call. That wasn't what I actually thought he was going to say. I thought he was going to say something about the cost of the runoff and that it's not even worth having. We'll get to that issue in a minute. But, you know, I moderated a one-hour debate with the candidates last week. We played excerpts from two different parts of the debate on two different shows. We have the link. I realize you're already late for work, and I hope your boss doesn't listen to the show. But I don't want to reduce it, really, at this point to me saying, 10 seconds about what makes them different. They're committed to a lot of very similar issues, but in very different ways. They do have some different backgrounds. They have different personal histories, where they come from. They had different relationships with the Bloomberg administration. So you know what, David, I'm going to take your question and go to some of the people, which is really what this exit poll is for, who are voting for one or the other, and let them make their case, and maybe you can hear some of the differences between them for yourself. So, for example, John in Brooklyn. Hi, John. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thank you once again. You are my professor, my son's professor, as I always say, in the beautiful work that you do on the radio station.
You're
but
too
yes,
kind.
I voted for the public advocate. which is Letitia James. She has been the public advocate for the past 3 years. I even heard that in a presentation by Bill de Blasio himself, who called her the public advocate because of what she has been doing as a public advocate, you know, standing up against Bloomberg. So the opponent who has been working with Bloomberg, who has been Bloomberg water boy, and, you know, our Senator Chuck Schumer, definitely you can see the difference between them. So your last caller, if they look at the history, they would see that she has been standing up as the public advocate of New York City for the past 3 years, doing all the things a public advocate is doing for the people of New York.
John, thank you. And I want to clarify one thing. Bill de Blasio did not endorse, and I asked him again when he was on the show just last Friday, will he endorse in the race to succeed him? And he says no. So whatever he said about Letitia James doing that kind of work, he did not endorse in the race. What you say about Bloomberg, and maybe this will help our last undecided caller, is right to at least some measurable degree that we can state as fact, and that is that in 2009, just after Bloomberg had endorsed Squadron for his state Senate election, he declined to endorse the Democratic nominee for mayor against Bloomberg, which, of course, was Bill Thompson in 2009. Squadron did not endorse. Letitia James did endorse, and so she's using that as a piece of evidence that Squadron has been too close to Bloomberg for the taste of a lot of voters today. So there's that piece of it. All right, here's a Squadron voter, Beth, on the Lower East Side. Hi, Beth.
Hi, thanks, Brian. Your show is just the best. I voted for Squadron, and I also have to say I met him at a house party, and I've met him a couple of times at various fundraisers. And, you know, I've been involved in Democratic politics my whole adult life, and I don't think I've met a politician who I've been so consistently impressed with. He is smart. He really is clearly thinking out the fights he's going to take on. And I just think that he would be a tremendous asset for this city. And, you know, his politics, I mean, I do think there are a lot of similarities between him and Letitia James. But I just think he's really just a rare breed among politicians, certainly in my experience and who I've left. I just think he's mm-hmm. really
All right.
impressive.
Beth, thank you very much. And, you know, I'm still thinking about our first caller from Stuytown. If you're not going to be too late for work, or maybe you can, slip in this podcast listen or something when you're at your desk before you go home and vote this evening. The polls are open until 9 o'clock. We did do a really quick, like 8-minute segment yesterday where I played highlights from the debate where they said what they would do in office, what kind of legislation they would introduce, because they're allowed to do that into city council, what kind of constituent service, which is another main function of the office, they would focus on or have done in the past to mark their careers. So there's a quick listen that might help you on yesterday's show. You can just go to the Brian Lehrer Show page at WNYC.org and find that easily for that call or anybody else. And here is Eric in Brooklyn. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Brian.
Who are you voting for?
I voted for Tish this morning.
Because?
Because she's the independent voice for public advocate, but my primary motivation was that she's endorsed by Streets PAC, and safe and complete streets are a very important thing for me.
Thank you very much. Robert in Manhattanville, voting Squadron, I see.
Yes, Brian, I was influenced by the debate that you co-anchored, and then the follow-up articles in the New York Times and DNA Info. I thought the sort of allegations by Tish James against Squadron related, I guess, to personal wealth, then later qualified and rebutted in the Times, was such that I thought her performance was vitriolic. And as much as you do need a public advocate to be a stand-up public voice, and I think de Blasio did a good job, and I think that Mark Green did a good job, I just thought she was grating, and to the point of demagoguery. And that, I thought, was something that we really don't want in the public advocate. And given how much de Blasio was, relatively speaking, a very intelligent voice, even though he was a public figure and voice, as opposed to, let's say, Betsy Gottman, I thought that vitriol was misplaced. And even though I regret that he voted, he didn't endorse Willie Thompson, nonetheless, I think that vitriol was too much.
Robert, thank you for your call. And listeners, if you want to hear the highlights or lowlights of their attacks against each other, and they were both attacking each other from that debate last week, we did a segment that excerpted those clips on last Wednesday's show. So again, if you want to go to our page and just, you know, click on the link for the Wednesday, what was that date, September 25th show, you can hear a short segment where you can get that in short order. So for those of you who still have some time to, you know, play with these things and make up your mind later in the day, we have yesterday's show where we focused on the clips from the debate regarding what they would do in office, the personal attacks clips from last Wednesday, if you want to check those out from that debate that I co-anchored with Errol Lewis from New York One. David in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, David.
Is that me?
You.
Hello?
Yes, it's you.
Okay. I've voted in every election since John Lindsay in 1965. I'm not voting today. I'm hoping that enough people will not vote that the absurdity of spending $20 million on a job whose total budget for the entire office is under $2 million will become apparent and this runoff process will be eliminated.
David, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you. And there are varying estimates of what it actually costs. The lowest that I've seen is $13 million just to hold this runoff election. And David is right. Nobody disputes the figure that the office of the budget of the office itself is only around $2 million a year. People have suggested jokingly that Squadron and James just decide to split the job. They can share the job and save the $13 million and apply it to the budget of the office. But, you know, hey, if it costs $13 million to run, look at it this way. And 100,000 people only are expected to vote today. Your vote is worth, we did the math, it's worth $130. So how did you spend your $130 today? Alan in Midwood?
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for the call. I was there at 7:30 in the morning at the Gil Hodges School, Bedford Avenue and Avenue L, and I was the second voter after an hour and a half of polls being opened. I voted for Squadron. I think that he's one of Chuck Schumer's better talent finds. He's had some failures in the past, but everyone does. I think he has the kind of mix of concern for minorities and low-income people and a kind of patrician demeanor that reminds me a little bit of a young Lindsay, and I think that he's a good person for future leadership in the city. I'm a little conflicted because I realize with turnouts among the poor and minorities so low, a Letitia James candidacy might have helped de Blasio get a larger turnout against Loda. But I can't think that strategically in deciding who I favor. I just hope that there's a large turnout. I even encourage minorities on the buses and subways to increase the turnout in their neighborhoods, even when I think they might vote for someone I don't pick. I tell them you really have to get the turnout up to increase the respect for your neighborhood. That's the main reason to vote.
Alan, thank you. Steve in Manhattan, you're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. I think both candidates are very good. I could be comfortable with either one of them. However, frankly, our government is in disarray, and I don't trust the Democratic machine. The Schumer machine is just not something I'm willing to go with. I think we need to shake things up a little bit. I think we need to bring in more independent voices, and that's making my decision go for Letitia James.
Thank you very much. And one more, just to keep it even, because obviously this isn't really a poll at all. This is just letting an equal number of people voting for each candidate to give you their electioneering today. So those of you who have not read up on this yet can make your decision at the last minute. And it's Ilana in Inwood. You're on WNYC. Ilana, hi.
Hi, Brian. I would echo some of what a previous caller said about Letitia James being, he said it better than I was going to say it, vitriolic, among other things. Look, I think their positions are probably pretty similar on a lot of things, but I heard both debates. I heard the runoff debate and the previous one, and it was entertaining, but not in a really good way. I just heard her making one attack after another, evading and eluding questions in a bizarre and arrogant way, in my opinion. And with all respect, I love your show, and I like the way you make so many efforts to be even-handed, but I did not hear them attacking each other in that most recent debate. I heard her launching one ad hominem attack after another against Squadron. I heard him saying things that seemed reasonable in context, like primarily that he didn't think she could be trusted. Well, she didn't answer questions, so that seemed like a reasonable assessment.
Alana, thank you very much. And there you have it, some strong feelings on both sides. And again, if you want a quick listen, obviously you can Google written information about the candidates if you still want to make up your mind. If you want a couple of quick listens, the one that involved those attacks, and you can see if you hear it the same way as our last caller, was on last Wednesday's show. It's a pretty short segment, maybe 10 minutes. You can go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show for last Wednesday, September 25th segment. And now our producers have just moved these links onto today's show page, so it's even easier. The one from last Wednesday, which had the two of them criticizing each other as the main thing they were out to do in that debate quite clearly, and the segment we did yesterday where we avoided all those clips and we just pulled out the ones where they said what they would try to do in office. So you can go to today's show page. Just go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show if you want to listen to either of those short segments if you're still making up your mind in the Public Advocates debate. You may even be alone at the polls if you go. We got a few tweets this morning from people who did vote. Most of them said they could count the number of people at their polling site on one hand, if not one finger. They didn't clarify which finger, but given the way the Board of Elections operates, we may be able to guess. Anyway, those polls are open and hopefully they're working. And if you're a registered Democrat in New York City, you get to choose today between Letitia James and Daniel Squadron.